Randall, still hear a lot of people say that we could have been a whole lot worse, but it was a lot worse than we thought it was going to be. And so that's that kind of in-between land that some people are having to deal with. Saw a lot of pecan trees down. I'm concerned with foliage damage, what that's going to do to next year's crop. And, you know, and the experts are taking a look at that right now. You know, definitely maybe case study was a cotton field in Evans County. Easily 30% of the plants on the ground. So some others, if I remember the numbers correctly, you know, they thought they had a 1,300-pound crop, and then now they're probably going to harvest, you know, 1,100. So, you know, that's not as bad as it could be, but it fits that description of it's worse than they thought it was going to be. And with prices the way they are, and you know, it's a big deal, big challenge. You know, Peanuts had his own other problems this year with dry weather and some of the high reports of SIG3s coming out now on dry land, which is concerning. But then you see some 3-ton peanuts off irrigated. So, you know, it's always a mixed bag, but it just seems like these two storms have kind of got us looking, kind of a little bit of piling on. And then on top of that, we still in Northeast Georgia have not had rain since the last time you and I talked. And pasture conditions are right now in my house are worse than deplorable. And curious, what does soil temperature do? Can we get some moisture and get some winter grazing in and possibly get some growth before it gets real cold in January? So, it's in the Lord's hands. We'll see what happens.